Moncrief on News Talk.
Bjorn from ABBA has been having a bit of a give-out session about modern music. He says modern songwriters are lazy and that a lot of the music he hears seems unfinished. And this might be more than just cranky old man gives out. Because of TikTok particularly, there is a pressure now to produce shorter, more hook-laden music. No intro, no bridge, just get to the chorus as quickly as possible. Yes, it's a huge generalisation, but does he have a point? Irish singer-songwriter Ruth Ann joins us now. Afternoon, Ruth Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Let's leave aside the lazy thing, because, I mean, that's a bit of a stupid thing to say. But would it be fair to say that a lot of modern music has changed because of online pressures?
It's definitely not about songwriters being lazy. It's about how music is now consumed and the shorter attention spans, you know, the way that it's a shorter clip format, and a lot of people are consuming their music off of social platforms like Instagram and TikTok. So that's why it can appear that it's lazy, but it's actually not. It's the industry trying to fit into how listeners are consuming music.
Okay. Is that a bit of a chicken and egg thing in the sense that social media like TikTok's making the clips available to people shorter, and therefore then it has to respond to that rather than the population in general said, I want to hear shorter music now. I'm too lazy to listen to. It's maybe listeners are lazy.
Oh, no, I don't think listeners are lazy at all. I think there's definitely the responsibility of the social platforms, because you see certain songs are still cutting through, like Sixth Season and Teddy Swims Lose Control, like real substance music. But I do think that there's a lot of pressure on songwriters and a lot of pressure on artists to create these viral moments and these short clip moments. And what we're finding is that there's some people who just know the song for those 15 seconds. They don't even click on the music to hear the full song. So they'll go to concerts and they'll know those two lines or three lines the whole time, and then they won't know anything else of the song. So it's quite a sad state of affairs, really. And songwriters are just as frustrated.
Yeah, oh, I would imagine so. And while, as you say, there will always be exceptions to this, as a generality, does it seem as if pop music is moving in that direction?
Yeah, because the problem is that there's about 120,000 songs uploaded to Spotify every day. And labels are trying to get the song that they've released to their artists heard and cut above the noise. So they're looking for easy, instant music earworms that people will instantly recognize. Samples are being used a lot now because it's like old songs that are kind of being recycled. And so it's really on the labels choosing this type of music, kind of instant music that really will cut through, or novelty music, gimmicky music. You know what I mean? Like back in the day when you had songs like the Macarena, or they were very novelty. Now you'll get a lot more novelty music because they want stuff that makes noise, that cuts above the rest of the music that's released. Whether that's not great, though, because it doesn't mean we're always getting the best songs. It just means we're sometimes getting the most gimmicky songs. And that, for songwriters, also is how songwriters don't make a lot of revenue these days. So as a songwriter, you're trying to get a song that will get the most attention as well. And so we're all having to battle against trying to create these viral moments. But is that creating the best songs? Probably not.
Mm. Well, I suppose back before any of this, it was music radio that would be largely responsible for whether people succeeded or failed. They would be, for want of a better word, curating it, or basically playing what they liked. Who's doing that now? Is it Spotify?
Yeah, radio used to break records. Now radio are chasing the records that have already broken online. So it's Spotify, it's TikTok. And if a song blows up there, then all of a sudden a radio station then that's when the radio stations will go, oh, that song's doing really well on TikTok. But the problem with that is, again, like I said, you know, TikTok is also mainly for kids, like as far as there's a lot of kids on there. So kids are going to go with the most catchiest songs a lot of the time. But like I said, there still is listeners out there that want great music, and there's songwriters out there. Again, it's really important that Bjorn and everybody remembers there's songwriters that are still making incredibly amazing songs. They just might not be the songs that are being chosen by the label. I know songs are chosen of mine all the time that I'm like, oh, is that really the best one out of this batch? But they're going to go with the most instant, catchy song, and sometimes that's great, But other times you're like, I have way better songs here to be consumed. But they don't, you know, back in the day as well, you could have a minute long intro, or you could have a radio edit. You could have a minute long intro, and people don't have that attention span anymore. They want it instantly. You have to capture the listener within 30 seconds a lot of the time, or they move on.
Yeah, songs used to be longer than 3 minutes, listeners, just in case you didn't know that.
They did.
Sometimes considerably longer than that. When you say your song's being chosen, who's doing the choosing there? Is that Spotify or a record label is doing the choosing?
That's a record label. So, for instance, songwriters, they write with artists or they write for artists. And the labels, the A&Rs, will go around and choose the songs that they want their artists to record. So you could write the song with the artist and the artist goes and presents them to their label, or you pitch the song to the label and then they choose it. So a lot of the times it's completely out of a songwriter's hands what songs get out into the world. So that's why it's definitely not on the songwriters, this complaint about laziness. This is on the record labels, because the songwriters are just trying to get, you know, their songs out there and get paid, and there's very little revenue for songwriters right now. So the songwriters are the songwriting career is in a really bad state at the moment, with a lot of songwriters not being able to pay their rent, even though they're writing, you know, gold and top-selling singles. So there's a huge problem on that side. And then you've got the labels controlling what songs get released, what songs get a chance. And then you've got the Spotify and TikTok cutting those down considerably into clips and Instagram and Reels and everything. And then that's how the listener is consuming them. And sometimes you'll say to someone, oh, have you heard that new Beyonce song? They'll only know two lines of it. And it's the two lines from Instagram that they're seeing or TikTok.
Yes.
So there's not necessarily as much of an investment into music as there used to be from the listener. That's a generalization, but mostly, especially from young people's point of view, they'll know the part from TikTok that they've seen.
Yeah. Could that also mean that songwriters and indeed artists maybe aren't being given the room to add a bit more complexity into a song, because, you know, no one's going to hear it?
Absolutely. Songwriters and artists are very frustrated and under an immense pressure to create something that will go viral versus creating something that will stand the test of time, be quality, be something that means something to them. That's really the tug right now with a lot of artists that come in to work with me. They want to write a certain type of song, but they're like, oh, but that won't go viral, or that won't get radio, or that won't be a big moment. So instead of creating, you know, albums of a lot of substance, a lot of artists are under the pressure to, you know, get on the biggest radio station, or to get big on TikTok, or to create something that would be TikTokable or viral. And that's a very different way of writing than just writing how you feel.
Yeah.
That's trying to create something on purpose to go viral. I'll be in sessions and someone will say, oh, that's a great line, that will go viral, you know. So it's incredibly, it's a lot of pressure for artists right now. And if they're not going viral, they're not getting the attention from their record labels. A lot of the time they're getting dropped, they're not being developed anymore. It's like, if they don't go instantly viral, the label sees it like they're failing and they drop them.
Yeah.
So it's an incredibly really difficult industry. Or if you go viral with a song, but then your next song doesn't go viral, the labels will be like, okay, you've had your moment, bye bye now.
Yeah, because I suppose you might be tempted to go, okay, I'll knock out a couple of songs that are very catchy hooks, but hopefully that'll, you know, bring in listeners and who might explore my other work. But the record company just wants you to keep producing more of the same stuff.
If you don't produce something that's going viral, a lot of the time a label will move on from it and say, okay, well, that one's failed, so we'll move on. There's no artist development. Back in the day, Bruce Springsteen had like 3 flops before he broke. A new artist doesn't have that opportunity now, and they want to see a new artist breaking, or they won't invest.
It's a tough station, all right. Ruth Ann, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was singer-songwriter Ruth Ann there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.